It's the afternoon show at 94 WIP. Ike Reese there. I'm Spike Eskin along with Jack Fritz. Ike will be part of the draft show Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be at the link. We will be at the link. This show will be at the link after Phillies baseball and then the draft show all the way up through the first round or through where the Eagles pick at 22. Those can get to be late nights.
Or how we could do us a favor and trade up.
Trade up seven.
Yeah, you do us a favor and get us out of there early.
But you know he's going to trade back. Like the lock of the century is he trades back.
Trades back?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he's going to trade back.
No.
And you're going to be there till 11:30 at night. Yeah.
My as program director, one of the most excited times, the two most excited times for me at the draft, one was the Marcus Mariota year where we all thought and the entire link thought the Eagles were trading up to get Mariota. The buzz in that building before was amazing. Now, as soon as they didn't get Mariota, everything died. But it was, and then the other one was watching Rob Ellis and Hollis Thomas do the draft show. That year we were in the locker room because they were doing these renovations at the link. Mm-hmm. And thinking that maybe the Eagles would take Johnny Football. Just thinking what it would do to the radio station if the Eagles got Johnny Manziel was one of the more exciting moments of my life.
Well, who was our quarterback then?
I don't even remember.
Was that Bradford?
It was pre-Bradford. I think it was 2014.
Foles?
That would have been Foles.
Yeah.
Have we got rid of Foles yet, though?
I don't think so.
Because Foles is 15.
Yeah.
That was the offseason heading into the 2015.
Yeah, so it was Foles.
So who was our starting quarterback in 14?
It was Foles.
It was Foles.
He was?
Yeah.
How did that finish?
We broke his collarbone, right?
Was that the 27-2 year?
No, that was 2013.
No, that's 13. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's 13.
Yeah, and then 14, Foles started.
And he got injured?
Because he broke his collarbone down in Houston, I think.
And then Vic after?
He broke his collarbone in Houston.
And Sanchez. That's when Sanchez.
Sanchez. Right. That's what happened. Sanchez.
Do you believe there was a Mark Sanchez era?
Yeah.
Well, I believed in him.
Yeah. We all did for a minute.
The guy's four top six pick.
Thanksgiving game.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yep.
We will get back to your Sixers calls in a moment. Big game tips off in 2.5 hours. Sixers, Knicks. It would be nice if they won. Do not think it's a must win.
Easy to come back from down 0-2.
I didn't say it was easy.
Yep.
I didn't say it was easy. But before that, it's everyone's favorite segment that happens at 5 o'clock on the WIP Afternoon Show. It's the 5 of 5.
So something happened this weekend that got me thinking. What were the best old shows on ESPN? Like, ESPN used to have some great shows back in the day.
Mm.
And something happened this weekend that was my favorite ESPN show. It'll be detailed in this top 5 of 5. Number 5 is one of Spike's favorite, I'm sure. And that is Rome is Burning.
It's a great show, Rome is Burning.
Dude, Rome is Burning was immediate appointment television after school. I got home for Rome is Burning every day.
Yeah.
You weren't a Rome is Burning guy?
Yeah, I was a fan of that whole little lineup. I got to admit, I was a fan of that lineup. But he was probably my least favorite of the lineup.
Oh, Jim Rome. So when I first started working in New York, of course, I ran Infinity Sports Network as well, which Jim Rome does 12 to 3. And I told Rome was like the first, no offense to any of the OGs, but Rome was one of the first like cool sports radio guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who wasn't a former writer, who is all into the radio. And I know it gets talked about all the time, but the Chris Everett moment is so good. It's one of the greatest moments in sports talk history, I think.
Yeah, Chris Everett was soft. If he was going to do something, he should have really did something.
He didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything. And Rome knew it.
Yeah.
He knew it.
He knew it.
Everyone thinks Rome got punked in that. It didn't. Everett got punked.
It was Everett.
Yeah, you're gonna say not. Don't say it again. You got to do more than move the guy off his chair.
Oh, yeah, what the hell was that?
You got to drop him. You got to drop him.
And Rome's like, what are you going to do about it?
You got to drop him like Andy Boyle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Rome. So I didn't see that clip live. He seemed like such a prick.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah, for sure.
But
yeah.
It's so good. He goes,
yeah.
Chris.
Yeah, Chris. Yes.
Oh, it's so good.
It was great.
So good.
The fourth best old ESPN show. Now, it was more newsy, but there's something about Bob Lee that I appreciated. Outside the Lines, dude.
Outside the Lines.
Outside the Lines was good. You know, informative. You know, it felt like highbrow.
Sure.
There's something about Bob Lee, man. Total pro.
Real journalism, which we do on our show here.
Yeah, yeah. Did not like Outside the Lines when I was younger. But, you know, as you get older, you're like, okay, these are some cool stories and things of that nature. Like, yeah, I can respect Bob Lee.
Settle in early on a Sunday morning,
Saturday morning,
coffee.
Yeah, Yeah, Outside the Lines. Yeah, okay.
It was good. It was good. Informative.
I don't know if it's top five, but it's yeah. I got to hear the rest of them.
Number three is Cold Pizza.
Oh, God. Wow.
I liked Cold Pizza. It's the first time I knew Skip. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The two live stews were there.
Do you remember the earlier version of it?
I don't remember. I was late Cold Pizza.
Yeah, when it was Dana and Jay Crawford. Remember Jay Crawford, right?
I like Jay Crawford.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, so when they first started, they used to just sit at a round table, and the whole debating aspect of it was added later to the show. Like that debating stuff they did with Woody Page, that was added later.
Because First and 10 was like the first take. Like they did Cold Pizza, and like one of the first segments was First and 10. But, and then they took it
first,
to First Take.
Yes, First, whatever that was, First and 10, First Take. Yeah, that came off of Cold Pizza.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cold Pizza, good name for a show.
It's a great name for a show.
Good name for a show.
Yeah. Back absolutely. When ESPN had a lot more creativity with their names.
I actually, speaking of Cold Pizza, 2 days after they ordered the pizza for me in here, the vegan pizza, I put it in the fridge, and I was like, I'll get to that later in the week. Fritz ate all the friggin' pizza.
I did, yeah. I figured the vegan pizza was done. No one touched it.
Yeah, you don't care.
Well, you get a day. You get a day. The second best old ESPN show, and I know it's still on the air, but it's not as good. There is nothing more appointment than NFL primetime with Boomer and Tom Jackson after an Eagles game.
Yeah.
The 2-minute thing with Boomer was incredible. Him and Tom Jackson had a great – I love NFL primetime back in the day.
Old school, 90s NFL primetime.
It was
– It was even better then, Jack, man, because you didn't have all these shows where you could get your highlights everywhere else.
That's the biggest thing. The biggest thing with the ESPN shows of why they were so good at that point is that they were your outlet to get those things, and they did a great job presenting them, of course. Absolutely. Yep. You can't just show the highlights, but they made it sexy. I miss having things at the tip of your fingertips all the time. Mm-hmm. Kind of sucks. You almost lose the appreciation for everything because you have everything all the time.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, Boomer with the nicknames during the highlights.
So good.
Like, that's what made NFL primetime. Yeah, him and Tom Jackson, no doubt.
It was the greatest. But number one, my favorite old ESPN show, and he unfortunately passed away this weekend, Howie Schwab. And I love Stump the Schwab.
Oh, wow.
Dude, Stump the Schwab was the greatest.
Number one.
I love Stump the Schwab. Beat the Hammer doesn't happen without Stump the Schwab.
I used to like – listen, I'm into the whole sports trivia, and I can appreciate that. I can appreciate Stump the Schwab. It should be nowhere near this list. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, number
one? It might have been the lowest rated show they had on the damn network outside of – what was the show Lebertard did with his dad?
Oh.
Highly questionable.
Highly questionable, yeah. Stump the Schwab might be one notch above that. Although I love Poppy on
Poppy's good on this.
He was the best part on there, and then they added Bomani, and Bomani hated being there, and that made it okay.
Stump the Schwab should not be on the list,
but it
can't be number
one. It lasted a season.
How many seasons? 04 to 06.
Did it really?
Wait a minute.
Allegedly.
I thought it was 1 year.
According to the internet.
If you're going to put shows that are still on the air, which you did, you should have picked Old Sports Center.
But NFL primetime doesn't count. Because it was better under Boomer.
First
and Teach.
Of all, you missed the number one show you should have had on there.
Which?
Sports Reporters.
Dude, that show sucked. Are you kidding?
What?
That show no, Mitch sucked. Album on Sports
Mitch
Reporters.
Mitch
Tool Bag.
Bill Conlon.
Well, Bill had.
Yeah, he had some issues. Yeah.
Yeah.
That Mike Lupica.
Mike Lupica? Come on, man. John Saunders?
Who the hell sitting down and watch?
Man, I was!
And then they give their final take?
Old curmudgeon-y's.
I love it.
With Shaughnessy on there, I'm sure. Yep. Bob Ryan. Yep.
And you got some of the Schwab, but not the sports reporters.
You don't
got Conlon sitting there with his mug.
Exactly. Well, and how could you not have Around the Horn on there?
It's still on. Now, Around the Horn's still on, so that's why they put it on there.
The shows that aren't on anymore.
Yeah.
Except for the show that is still on that he picked.
Who's even on NFL primetime these days?
I don't know.
Exactly. So, like, peak NFL primetime, it's a different stratosphere. That's all I'm saying.
What about Stephen A's show? That show lasted. Remember Stephen A had the talk show?
Did he?
Yeah. Stephen A had a show. I forget it was – what was the name of it? Yeah, Stephen A had a show. It lasted maybe a year or two.
I don't remember Stephen A's show.
Yeah.
I don't remember that
at all. Because actually, he left here It was the first time he left the Inquirer here. Yeah, he left Philly to go do the show, and then he came back to Philly, and then he left again.
Well, that show didn't work out for him, but it's worked out for him.
Oh, it's worked out
pretty
well.
Otherwise, yeah, pretty well. You know, Jack, I love the topic. The
list is terrible.
Is nonsense.
Yeah,
had to get my boy Schwab in there.
It can't be number one.
Oh, I could have put it at number five. Whatever.
Or number six.
No. You, just because you were playing during the time.
Hold on. What show did Hugh have? Hugh was on one of those.
He was on
shows.
NFL Nation, right? Or Sports Nation?
No, it was the show? It was a show with him.
Mike, was that Michael Smith?
Michael Smith and Jamil, yeah.
His good close friend?
Was that? Stop, man. I used to like that show, though.
Oh, what was this? Rod was trying to talk to me about some show. Oh, Up Close. Did you guys
remember? Oh, yeah. Yes. Up Close with Roy Firestone.
Yes.
He
Roy
made everybody
Firestone,
cry.
A goat.
He made everybody cry.
Yes. Roy Firestone looked like Jim Rome's dad or something.
Yeah.
You know, the sort of put together, you know, going out to dinner at a steakhouse, Jim Rome's dad. 215-592-9494. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Rios in North Philly. I hesitate to go to you, but Rios, you are on the air.
Hey, Spike, don't hesitate. Baby.
Okay.
Don't do that. Don't
keeping
do that.
It clean?
You know what I mean?
Keeping it clean?
Look. First of all, what's going on, Hard Charges?
There we go.
What up, Rios?
What's going on, gentlemen? Look, let's get that elephant out the room. First of all, I always usually keep it clean. But let me tell you something. We were talking about the freaking Sixers, right? And the Sixers always, like, this was a bunch of frustration just built up because of the suckiness. So we're going to get into that topic of this suckiness, right? So it's like this. First of all, Spike, Jack, Ike, everybody, no. We're not letting these cats off the hook, man. We cannot do that, huh? They've been suckers for so long. We have a standard in freaking Philadelphia. And then with this change of the world, no, we cannot do this. We got to keep a set standard. It doesn't matter, even if it's like in football, whatever it is, you could be zero and whatever. But if you play your butt off and show that you have heart and do whatever, you know what? We can deal with certain things. We don't like losing, but the sucker stuff has to go. So, no, we're not letting them off the hook. Ike, man, you know I love you to death, my brother.
What happened?
Let me just tell you this, man. Dude, the way you are with Toby, and you need to let him know, Toby, to take the ass out his freaking name, right? The way you are with him, you need to be like you was with Rocco. You need to be 10 times of that with Toby like you was with Rocco. You know what I mean? You need to get that guy out your freaking system, man. If you see him in person, you got to tell him, take that A.S. out his freaking name, man. Because he's very – matter of fact, Toby's so frustrating, I bet he frustrates his dad. And his dad, with his ridiculous taste that he's, what, a Hall of Famer or whatever, he don't even back up his dad. I bet his dad be wanting to smack him around like, look, I talk to you like this, and then this how you play. You know what I'm saying? He disrespecting his dad. Anyway, look, man, these guys need to stop. Look, play with some – energy. Play with some intensity. Get these freaking rebounds instead of standing around and waiting for somebody to get it or always standing on the perimeter. We got to play tough. It's the freaking playoff. No different than with football. You run the freaking ball in the playoffs to get tough. Well, let's get these guys and play tough under the freaking paint and get some damn, you know, just like that guy Livingston, man. Get your little rain shots, man. Look, man. And B, you came back, right? You came back and played. Well, good for you, buddy. This is what you need to do. You got signature time right now with this team, with the Sixers. So what you need to do is fireman carry all your players on your freaking back and do it yourself. Everybody, people get hurt. But you know what, MB? You need to start getting some combat awards on this damn basketball court. Get yourself some combat ribbons, man. All right? That's what you freaking need. And Smiley and Jack just gave me, you know, the breaking news. I didn't know. I may not have been paying attention. But, hey, I don't know if he's playing or not, but if you're sick, you better get your butt on that freaking court. Unless you diarrhea all the way out around on the damn court, you get your butt on that damn court. Maybe you being sick will stop you from smiling and, you know what I mean, throw a couple of elbows out there by mistake. Huh? Look, we just need to play with the intensity. I can't stand it if we lose this game with the damn New York Knicks. We got to bust their butt. And at the end of the day, I'm with you, Ike. Look, they got to get to a finals. Not let them off the freaking hook. Not let them off the hook. Eastern Conference Finals or whatever it is. Not let them off the hook because the suckiness been there for too freaking long. Gentlemen, hey, Spike. Don't worry about me, you know what I mean? You know, sometimes I can't promise anything. Y'all need your hand on a buzzer. But, hey, I was a little frustrated. I apologize.
All good, man. We're good.
All right, Rios.
All right, Rios.
Take care, buddy.
That is the first time I thought he – the first time I've heard on WIP, and I didn't expect to hear the phrase, he better be in the game if there's not diarrhea all on the floor around him about Maxi.
That
was a bit of an intense moment.
Yeah.
There. On that
well, it's Rios.
I mean, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, that's Rios.
Yeah. I know you're new with the Rios calls, but they only go up in intensity.
I've noticed that Rios has a specific problem. He calls him Smiley all the time about Maxi.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. Do you, as a former athlete, somebody who's smiling, happy all the time, it doesn't seem like it takes away from how competitive he is.
Always have.
Oh, really?
Always have.
It bugs you.
Yeah, but that's with all athletes. I can go through a few of them that it just, you know, I...
Donovan here.
See, that's why he's got to be, he's got to have the buttons back there. That's why.
Don't do that, dude.
And he collapsed. See, I'm doing the play-by-play. Jack hit the Donovan thing here and collapsed on the
because he knows I've been on this rant before.
Because he's laughing so hard, man.
Yeah, yeah. Not talking about my teammate. No, that's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about everybody else.
I have noticed that Maxi's smiling has gone down, though, which I think is important.
I don't mind you enjoying yourself in the if there's a moment to be happy, but there is something to you're always smiling. I didn't like Dwight Howard because of that. I didn't like Cam Newton because of that. You got
some Emmer Effer in you.
Yeah.
And you can't smile if you're an Emmer
Effer. Yeah, that's why I can appreciate Tom Brady. When did he start smiling? When he turned 40?
Yeah, Maxie's too young to smile, maybe.
Right, so I understand.
That happens with old age.
So when Rio says that, and he obviously takes it to another level than I do, but I understand where he's coming from, that all of the smiling irritates him. It drives him crazy. He wants him to have a little more anger to him, a little more bite to him.
Well, that's why, isn't that what they called Tragic Johnson for a while?
Magic was one of those guys, too much of the smiling, too much of the...
Now he won, but...
Dude, that's why Larry Bird didn't like him.
Yeah.
He smiled too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Larry Bird, Emmer Effer.
Yes.
Yes.
I like, there's something about those guys.
By the way, some of Hugh's old shows.
Yes.
His and Hers.
I remember that.
I remember His and Hers.
And Numbers Never Lie.
That's the name of it. Numbers Never Lie. That was the show right there. And the Stephen A. Show was Quite Frankly.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, listen, what are we putting Hugh on a numbers show? Hugh's not an idiot.
No offense.
He's not a numbers man.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
I would have felt bad, but he said I look like I'm going to rob somebody. So Hugh can catch a stray or two.
All right.
Yeah. He'll handle this well.
Leo in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Well, hello, my afternoon sports brothers. How you doing? Oh, wait, can't ask that.
Yep. We're great. Remember, we're always great.
You're always great, just like me.
Yep.
All right, real quick on the Sixers. I think that Joel's going to be fine. I think he was just a little freaked out by the way he landed on his leg. As far as him losing some weight, that would be really good. And Maxi, if you're listening, chew up some Imodium, drink some ginger ale, and get your butt out on the floor because we're going to need him tonight.
I buy it, man. My mom always told me drink ginger ale. It wasn't until I got much older that I realized it wasn't going to do anything. There's not even any real ginger in most ginger ale.
But... No. But it's just a thought. You know what I mean?
Everything our parents told us was a lie, right?
I live off of it, Leo. I still, to this day, I swear by ginger ale if something is wrong with me. I go to the store.
Ginger ale they got.
Yep.
They got a new cranberry ginger ale. It goes good with some, let's say, Irish whiskey. Mm. Anyway.
Leo, to your point, and I'll let you finish, it is possible that Embiid was just freaked out in the second half. And it is possible that we get an Embiid tonight that looks like the Embiid that came out in Saturday's game, in the beginning of Saturday's game. And if they do, then we are in. What drop did you play?
Bull.
Oh, it's Mark Fan.
Bull.
Yeah.
It's definitely possible. So let's hope. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, that, I think what happened was, like, you know how when you're walking and you miss a step or your step's not there and your leg kind of buckles? You know, I've had that happen. I'm not an athlete, but I'm sure that kind of freaked him out. But I think he'll be fine. We've got to steal one while we're up in New York. I want to see him come back here with taking one from New York early because that's what we need.
Yep.
As far as the Phillies go, I am so happy to see that Rojas is hitting. You have no idea. I've been pulling for this kid. It's almost like my grandson, he's just started baseball last year. That kid couldn't buy a hit last year. He had the best on-base percentage because he was either hit by a pitch or a walk last year. He came, I'm not kidding. He's a left-handed batter. And this year, the first scrimmage practice they had, he hit two triples, a double, a single, threw a kid out at second and third because he's a catcher. He has got so much more confidence. And that's all he needs. Just give the kid some confidence. Everybody's been beating on him. He's doing a little bit better, man. Let's just see how he goes.
Fingers crossed, man. I had told Jack before the show started, I remember I was watching Phillies games, and I was like, this guy Rojas has no clue, has no chance to hit. And it just shows you, baseball is funny. Ike mentioned it earlier. You can have 2 weeks where you look like you're the best hitter in baseball, and 2 weeks it looks like you can't, you know, buy a hit. And Rojas has looked he hasn't just been on base, but he's looked competent when he's been hitting. So if, with as good as he is in the field, if he can be a, I don't know, 260 hitter, 250 hitter, oh my God, what a difference that makes. I appreciate the call, Leo. Let's get that win tonight. So coming up next, we have a 6:40 first pitch for the Phillies, so that means leading off.
Ike, who are they playing tonight?
They're fighting the Queen City, baby!
Oh, man. Hopefully, do you think they found Kelsey's Super Bowl ring?
In the chili?
In the Skyline chili?
Yeah.
They may have.
Fingers crossed.
Hey, man, the birthplace of baseball.
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Is it really?
No.
Okay.
To Cincinnatians, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that is next, as well as the text line, everybody's third or fourth favorite segment on the WIP Afternoon Show. That's next.
Oh, I didn't know what you
said. Yeah, I said afternoon show already. Okay. I know it's different.
My bad.
Go ahead. Say your
thing. The road to the NBA Finals start right now. And new customers on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino can go on their own playoff run with a $150 prize. Now, check this out. Place any $5 bet and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. You get a chance to bet on three-pointers made. Matter of fact, I take three-plus three-pointers being made tonight by Tyrese Maxey. I like three-plus there. I'll take the over in Embiid points tonight and the over in Maxey points tonight. First basket score. Who scores the first basket tonight? Who cares?
Who cares? I mean, yes. They get pretty good odds on that, though.
I've never even played.
Really? It's exhilarating and terrifying at the same time.
Because you got to hope your guy
at
least gets the ball so he can shoot.
It's usually like a low post guy. So go Hardenstein.
Hardenstein?
Yeah, you probably get good odds on that. I'd have to guess like plus 1,500.
The first basket of the game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, it's an exhilarating bet. I don't want to get you hooked on it, but it's a fun time.
Okay. Just go to FanDuel.com/Ike to get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Asking Ike if he has any sisters that would want to date a 63-year-old.
Again, fair. I think it's when you combine all of these things, it starts to get a little troubling.
That's where we alert the police.
Ike, you have any sisters that are interested in just as many breadsticks as you can eat?
Yeah, I'll send them over to the Olive Garden right now.
Yeah. He's on a second plate of chicken and spaghetti, by the way.
It's carb loading.
Yeah. He's got a big run tomorrow.
Yeah, well, if the Phillies win seven straight.
Yeah, back out there.
Yeah. What's that?
If we're talking famous fans, I have one thing to say. How about them Cowboys? Howard and Delco.
He's the famous fan.
He's the famous Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
Do you remember when your dad was a Cowboys fan?
I do. I remember he kicked a field goal at halftime wearing a Cowboys jacket.
And got booed.
Oh, the vet, yeah. Well, he's always been doing it. He's a big Miami fan.
Right.
Not Dolphins, but Miami Hurricanes. Has some Hurricanes championship rings, I think.
Yep.
And now he's in the running for Insider of the Year.
Eagles Insider of the Year. Now he is a shill for the Eagles. He's come a long way.
Full circle.
Yeah. Just kidding. Not really. Just kidding. But not really. I'm just kidding, but I'm being completely serious. What's next?
I'm a Lakers fan? Denzel in Hollywood.
Yeah, I got word. I guess he is a Lakers fan and a Cowboys fan.
He's a Cowboys fan. That one came out.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know that.
No, yeah. He's from New York.
He's from New York?
Well, I don't think I've ever seen him at a Cowboys game.
I've looked up one article, and he was lusting about, the star. And
okay.
Now, wow. It's possible, Fordham, it's possible, I guess, he is from New York State and not New York City.
Right.
And the further you get away from – when I went to school at Syracuse, there were people from –
they
want to
root for other teams.
Yeah, like Red Sox, because you get up close to that. Most of them are Yankee fans up there, but I think if you're in the middle of nowhere in New York, I guess it's acceptable to just pick all the bandwagon teams. Right? Like Lakers and Cowboys, like LeBron.
That's what I did.
And Bryce.
I picked the Lakers.
And Bryce.
I mean, I wasn't going to root for the Cavs growing up.
Right.
You didn't want to ball. Was Mark Price there?
Yeah.
You weren't
Larry
Mark
Nance and Mark Price, yeah.
They were good enough to root for.
Jordan hit that shot. No, they weren't.
Yeah, okay. Byron Russell. All right, what's next?
He might be dead, but I'd like to see how Inge would handle the bill of Spike. Mark in Monco.
He might be dead. I have not heard from Inge in a long time.
Yeah, I got to look up if he's called even in the last year. It's been a long time.
I don't know what the Inge calls were like. I remember Inge's existence, but I don't remember the calls.
Yeah, it's because none of them are memorable except for the fact that he's usually aggravated by us. Yes, he normally comes on calling you dorks.
Okay.
Like, listen, dorks.
Big white dorks usually.
That wouldn't fly on Bill at Spike.
So he hasn't called since December 29th. So it's been 2023.
Oh, okay.
So it's only been a little bit.
He called us?
No, he didn't call us. Okay. He hasn't called us in a long time.
Yeah.
Since October.
Yeah, him and Marks used to.
Maybe he's a marksman.
Yeah, well, they used to go back at it in a playful way, I guess. I would just sit there.
It's fine. Whatever he wants.
Waiting for it to be over?
Yes.
Yeah. What's next?
Can I get Herb's number? Sounds like he had some good ideas on our substitution patterns. Nick in the Garden.
You think Herb knows ball? I mean, do you think he knows basketball?
Yeah.
Well, he thinks he knows basketball for sure.
I love when he talks about, a couple years ago, he was going to go down and train Joel Embiid. Like, he tried to break into the Sixers practice facility.
So he could train Embiid?
Yeah. Get him through his workout plan.
I've seen photos of Herb. Yeah. He doesn't appear to be a picture of fitness.
Mm-mm, not even close. But I think he views himself as Mick to Rocky, but for Embiid.
Well, he would be probably the only one to see himself as that, but who's to doubt? I don't know. Herb could be that guy. What's that?
Could be.
Has great hands, tracks the ball well, catches balls in traffic, is willing to bet on his team to lose. Elliot's YouTube big board.
So the other day, we were doing our show from Chickies, and Elliot once again brought up his take that he believes that professional athletes should be able to bet on their own team to win or lose. It infuriated me. It was the first time I really fought with Elliot since I've been on the air, and I was really angry. And it seemed to have infuriated everyone. Howard was talking about it Saturday morning.
Yep.
I got texts about it the next day. Does he really believe that?
Mm-hmm.
God bless him. Again, we need to have a day in July where we just line Elliot up. Every segment, a new Elliot take, and we fight with him and the listeners fight with him.
Yeah,
he'd be down with that?
Oh, he would love that.
Yeah. Jack, you think Elliot would be down with that?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, it's a lot of stamina. You know,
yes.
I mean, he's got a lot of stuff we got to work through.
Gilio was here for 12 hours one day fighting about Gabe
Kapler.
That was
defending one thing.
Yeah, right.
This is going to happen.
Yeah, Elliot has so many different takes. Yeah.
It'd be amazing.
Tom in Elkins Park. Whoa, no, you are not. Sorry.
If he is at the park, he's got his phone on speaker.
Yeah, it sounded like he was driving there. Why don't you find yourself a nice Olive Garden? Settle in. Maybe make the phone call from there.
I think Herb watches the full game tonight. I mean, he turned it off with 5 minutes left the other night.
Well, you know what they say about NBA games. You want to watch everything but the last 5 minutes.
Yep,
that's exactly what they say.
Yeah, he went the opposite way.
Yeah.
One of a kind.
Well, it is time for Leading Off.